This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Checker and the Derailers by Lionel Shriver, read by Christopher Ragland.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Well, I have tried to be meek, and I have tried to be mild, and I spat like a woman and sulked like a child, and I can still hear his laughter, and I can still hear his song. The man's too big, the man's too strong. Dire Straits, The Man's Too Strong, Brothers in Arms. Chapter 1. Blinded by the Light. Foreboding overcame Eaton Stryker well before the derailers began to play. Much as Eaton would have preferred to chum obliviously with his friends, he could only stare at the stage as the drummers stepped up to those ramshackle leadies and the damn skins began to purr. "Who is that?" asked Eaton, not sure he really wanted to know. The drummer percolated on his throne, never still, bloop, bloop, like coffee in the morning. That color, that welcome. "Checker Secretti," said Brinkley, with irritating emphasis. "Where have you been, the moon?" "He's talking to his traps," exclaimed Eaton, in whose disturbed imagination the instruments were answering back.
"Yeah, he did that last time," said Brinkley the expert.